pornography, depression, and suicidal thoughts. How you can feel better fast. I'm Dr. Trish Lee. Let me help you out. So this one is obviously no joke and nothing to mess around with, but I talk to so many people who have struggled with suicidal ideation and depression, especially as they're leaving a pornography habit behind. So I really feel a need to give you a tool and help you understand the brain mechanisms that are underlying the feelings of depression and suicidal thoughts, and how you can get rid of those feelings fast so you can feel better, stay the course, and keep moving forward. So in this video, we're going to talk about three main ways that you can just dump out those suicidal thoughts and keep moving forward. Number one is, at least in the United States, we have a suicide hotline. Hopefully where you are, there's something like this also. And I'm going to read the number. So the suicide hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. And if you call that number or something like it, there is a professional on the other end of the line that is trained to be able to listen to you without judgment and to create a safe space for you so you can offload all the thoughts and feelings that you are having. And I call that a brain dump. You need to be able to take that opportunity to dump all of that outside of your brain. It's externalizing those feelings, and it becomes very, very important for being able to get over them. So if you don't have anybody else that you can talk with, call the number. And even if you don't do anything beyond that, if you can dump it all out of your brain, what happens is when you're feeling depressed and you're feeling suicidal, it's a combination of that brain speed energy out here very, very fast, out here very, very slow. So remember, very slow speed is overwhelm. Very fast speed is anxiety. So that will heighten, unfortunately, as you keep consuming pornography, and it may heighten even more as you try to leave the habit behind. And the reason being is because your brain is used to going to the screen, and especially masturbation or orgasm, your brain is used to getting this massive flood, this rush of feel-good neurochemicals at levels that are higher than you could get it anywhere else in the world. So when you leave that habit behind, your brain is going to hit the dumps. So think about it this way. High from a pornography habit, low from leaving it behind for some people. So if you hit this low, what you need to do is bring your brain back in the middle. So you're unwiring it by not watching anymore, and you're rewiring it by dumping all those thoughts out of your mind. It will help you rewire it back to that calm, focused, more joyful state in the middle, and it can be pivotal for you to move on. So anybody I'm coaching and that I talk with, I will ask if you've shared this situation or this struggle with your partner, and most people will say, no, I don't want them to know, I don't want anybody to know. By keeping it inside, you're perpetuating the shame cycle that we know can create a pornography habit and definitely keep it going. So when you tell someone, even if it's a stranger, it can really help you out. That's why I do consultations. Honestly, even though it really busies my schedule up, I want to be that safe harbor for people. I want to be the first person that they can tell, because it's so empowering when you take those internalized thoughts and you get them out. So tell somebody safe who isn't going to judge you. It can become very, very, very important. It gets the neurochemicals flowing again in your brain. It unlocks this rigid brain pattern that your brain might be stuck in, and it can help you create more neuroplasticity so we can get your brain back to the middle so you can start feeling good. It can be really, really powerful. Okay, so then the second thing that you can do is, I want you to realize this. When people think about suicide, they just think about getting rid of their body. And really, what the problem is their mind. So you don't have to kill your body to reinvent or to, create suicide of the person that you are. You can kill the entity that you are without having to kill your body. And if you think about it logically, this one's a really powerful tool because you are a fluid concept. You're not the same. You don't have to be the same in the next minute that you were a minute ago. You can literally change yourself at any time that you want. And in all the videos, I talk about changing your routines, your habit, your physical environment, possibly your relationships, your work, your hobbies. You can change all of those things because all of those things culminate in you. So when you change those things, you become different. So it is suicide of the version of yourself that you are now. But number three is it's creating a new version of yourself. And that can be really, really powerful. So when you leave the pornography habit behind, you're already on the road to suicide of the old version, the less good, the worst version of yourself. You're recreating yourself. You've already gotten rid of that version. So keep going. Stay the course. Realize that it's the hijacker messing with you because he wants you to go back to being that enslaved version where he is driving the bus. He's driving your car, not you. So you're already getting rid of that version. You're already in the middle of suicide, but it is for the better, not for the worse. And I want you to realize too, I know the feelings are painful. I know you think you can't keep going. You can. As you stop watching porn, you're becoming stronger and healthier. Your brain is, and you are. You can handle more than you could handle last week. Especially if you're using the brain training headband, your brain is in a new spot with every session, a stronger spot that you can do it. And I talk to people all the time who are working with me, and they say, I've never been able to get over this before. And especially when I feel so crappy and I feel depressed and I feel suicidal, I just don't want to go on. I want to relapse so I can give my brain those neurochemicals and I can feel good again. But you don't have to. You can get rid of that version, tell that hijacker, hit the road, man, because I'm not going back. I'm not doing this again. I'm recreating myself. I'm moving in the right direction. And that becomes the key to success. So let me just share one more thing with you before we wrap up, because the main brain tip is realize you're already getting rid of that old version and you're creating a new one. So you're already doing what you want. You're in it. But also realize, I think of my life, and I've said it many times, and maybe I've even said it to you, is that my life has happened in 7-year chapters. And it's pretty wild because every 7 years I'm growing and I'm changing. Science shows that every 7 years our cells in our body are regenerating. So every 7 years you're physically not the same person that you were 7 years ago. And so for me, it's probably not ironic, but it feels serendipitous that my life kind of grows and evolves every 7 years. I'm moving forward and I'm moving towards a new thing that I'm being drawn to. And I allow myself to do that. I don't get jammed up. I don't stick to something that felt good to me 5 years ago. I try to get quiet, get my brain in the right spot, and allow myself to move forward. And so another major brain tip for you is to get quiet, listen to your thoughts, listen to your emotions, and allow them to help you to be able to make the changes that you want. Because I believe if a thought is implanted in your mind and you have a feeling that goes along with that, that is a gift to you on this earth as you are recreating yourself. And I try to follow those intuitions from within. But you have to be quiet enough and your brain has to be calm and focused. And that's the beauty, that when you leave your habit behind, you're going to feel a little bit more pain and discomfort because it's telling you what you need to do. So listen so that you can do those things. This is a true story just from the other day. My husband really wanted to buy Bitcoin. Actually, I don't even know. He said that he wanted to buy Bitcoin right when it came out, and that we were in a restaurant. He said he's going to buy Bitcoin. And I said, go for it, babe. If you feel like you want it, go do it. And he never did. So then now he's been regretting it. I didn't even know this. So then I said to him the other day, do you see Bitcoin hit a high? And it like spiraled him. I was not expecting it because I didn't know about this internal longing for Bitcoin, which I don't care at all about Bitcoin. That's not in my mind and heart. So he comes back the next day and he's like, I'm buying Bitcoin. And this is the highest. He's going to buy it at the high. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But if he buys it now and it keeps going up, 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 it will have been at a relative low. And so I said, if it's in your mind, in your heart, go for it, babe. I just hope it's not high, high, you know. So, but it's in there. It's in there. So he's meant to buy it. So go for it, you know. Follow those intuitions. If it's in there, listen to your thoughts. Listen to your emotions. Move forward and recreate a new version of yourself. There's no need for actual suicide. That only, obviously, obliterates you and harms your family, the people that you love. The better path that takes more strength is to get rid of that version that is dragging you down that you're not happy with. If you have suicidal thoughts, it's because that version has to go and the new version is ready for you. Listen to that and move forward into the new version. I know you can do it. I know it's hard. I know you deserve it. So keep doing it, because I'm really proud of you on this journey if you feel that way, and I know you can do it. And if you want help, reach out to me. I'm here for you. Go over to drtrishlee.com. I got your back on this journey. I'd love to work with you if you want support. Support can be really, really important. Okay, and remember, control your brain or it'll control you.